Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 93, the getting kind of behind again episode, but you're probably behind on your podcast listening. Well, some of you aren't because I got a lot of really nice comments on the last one, but oh well. We're not even going to go into that. It's boring. I'm late. Oh well. Try to be on time next week. I'm like a week and a half. Leave it alone. Let's leave it alone. Hi, it's nice to see you. I'm going to make this a short introduction. I've got a couple of days of quilt diaries. So, hello. Everything is fine here. I am feeling better. I just finished piecing the back to Rick Star quilt, which was not that hard to piece. So the next step, yes, quilting. My goal, to have it quilted by Saturday so I can pop over to Thimble Pleasures and buy the binding fabric. I almost never buy binding material until I'm done quilting. Don't know why that is, but it's the truth. And partly, you know why it is, because I find buying fabric so overwhelming I can't do it all at one time. So this baby ought to be done and hopefully in Rick's hands by next week. We shall see. I want to say thanks to Quilter Caroline, to Laura, to Jay, AJ Dub, Kristen, to Margaret K, Ellen, Tori, Sally H, Very Lazy Daisy. Thanks to Sherry D. Walker, lady, with lots of good advice. I appreciate that. Thank you to Heather, Kelly the Fifth, Quilting Piece by Piece, Carla, Sarah, and another long one from Jay, who was getting caught up with all her podcasts. That's all my... No. I also heard from Claudia over at Mocking and Tune. Yay. She posted over on the Podbean site. Thank you, Claudia. It was really good to hear from you. Okay, I just checked over on the Podbean site. I also got a nice comment from Lindy, who was concerned about my stomach problems and asked if I'd been tested for celiac disease. Yes, I've been tested for many things. As I say in one of the quilt diaries, what my doctor thinks, because I am on the mend, things are slowly getting better. I feel like 100% better. I'm still not able to eat a very extensive diet. And my doctor thinks it just started out as a bug that triggered some irritable bowel type stuff. So I am happy to be better every day. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy to be better. And I am now, I think I've lost 6 pounds now. Mostly eating a lot of chicken soup, sweet potatoes, yogurt, and I am taking probiotics, which I think I'll keep doing. Just, you know, because I think stomach health in general is important, so I'll keep doing that. I don't know why they help, but they do. Well, they keep you all balanced with good bacteria. Yay! But I appreciate everyone's concern. I appreciate everyone's good advice. At some point, I'll never do this, but this is a dream project to go through all the comments I've gotten over the last 2 years and compile like a really good list of advice. Finish the Foresight Saga. Can't remember if I told you this in the quilt diary or not, but I did. Fabulous, fabulous. Instant download, Netflix, do it. I'm telling you. And Foils War continues to be just wonderful. And looks like I have several listeners who are also Foils War fans, as is Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. All right. We're almost on 40 minutes here, so I'm going to finish this up, say thank you. Thank you for commenting. I really, really appreciate it. It really does cheer me up, and people are just lovely. If you want to comment, offkilterquilt.podbean.com or the offkilterquilt. That's where I put the pictures. Don't have many exciting pictures this week. The offkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Or you can email me, fdowell@mindspring.com. All right, my dears, on with the podcast. Quilt Diary, Day 1. It's Wednesday, July 25th, 2012. I don't know why I've waited all week to do a quilt diary. Probably because I haven't done a lot of quilting. I'm in limbo. I'm in quilty limbo. I am waiting for blocks from Cricut and Cat. Actually, Cat, I mailed Cat her block and marking pen, and she never got it. Maybe I didn't put enough postage on. I waited. Well, anyway, so I think I'm going to drive to Kat's house this afternoon and leave one in her mailbox, and then I'll see her at church on Sunday. And I'm assuming Cricket will call soon and pop by. So who knows? That means that the finishing of Rick's quilt really will not commence until next week. Got some good quilting advice, thanks especially to Sherry D, about how to quilt those blocks. And what I've decided in terms of setting the blocks into the backing is, have I told you this? If I have, I'm just telling you again. So I bought the backing fabric, the William Morris, and I took my block and just sewed strips, just did a wonky block, sewing on four strips wonkily to the block, and then setting the and making an 8-inch block, cutting them, I think 10, doing a 10-inch wonky block. And I think that'll be nice because obviously the stars are wonky, so it will reflect the wonkiness of the stars in the front of the quilt. I have done a little bit of work. When was it? So today is Wednesday. So Monday I started on my May block of the month from Grandma's Attic. And I actually have all the half square triangles, which, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting that much better at. I think I'm better about ironing them out. I'm not stretching them as much, but I'm still a little bit hit or miss on those, and I feel like I've been doing them an awfully long time. And I don't know if I'm resigned to just never doing perfect half-square triangles. Maybe I am. I don't care all that much, but it would be nice, you know, because I feel like I'm careful and I'm trying to be precise. So why isn't each half-square triangle, half-triangle square? What is it? I don't know. Why aren't they the same? I don't know. Having said that, I have gotten assembled all my half-square triangles and now just have to assemble the block, which I may do this afternoon. I don't know. Like I said, I'm in limbo. I really do think this is exciting news. The man is painting the bedroom. He has some holiday time. So he is taking a couple days. He's taking tomorrow and Friday. I think he's concerned about me. So my stomach, if you've been following along the last few weeks, you know that my stomach has been cranky. It is still cranky, but it is better. Now the lab results came back, nothing. And I'm going to see the doctor tomorrow. In general, I'm feeling a lot better, and some of the symptoms have really subsided. There's still some issues, but it's not as bad. So I'm hoping I'm on the mend. This is fingers crossed. I don't know if he's going to make me get an ultrasound. He talked about that just to sort of rule out any real problems. Not that having a cranky stomach for 5 weeks, which 5 weeks today, yay, happy anniversary, cranky stomach, is a real problem, but it's really not. You know, there's too many. I'll tell you a real problem. I may have mentioned this. My neighbor, the next street over, Adam, this is so sad. I'll share this. We all have sad stories. And I'm not close to Adam at all. His wife is Cheryl. And we have lived in this house for about 5 years. And over the years, Cheryl and I have like chatted when we see each other on the street. She's very funny, very sardonic and sarcastic, and I like her. We've had tea at each other's house. We're not a perfect fit, but I think that the more we see each other, we'll get more and more comfortable. And I feel like we have very similar values, and you know, it's a friendship that can grow. The sad thing, in February, her husband, Adam, who I've only met a couple times and really don't know, was diagnosed, I guess it's melanoma, a brain tumor. I want to say, is that right? Because I think of melanoma as being skin cancer. But anyway, a brain tumor. And he's dying. I mean, it's possible he's passed away. I've kind of walked by the house. He's in hospice care. And if he hasn't died, he will very soon. And they have 16-year-old twins. And, you know, it's just very sad. I mean, obviously, it's horribly sad. Cheryl, you know, does updates on Caring Bridge and also sometimes on Facebook for her friends who aren't on Caring Bridge. And the amazing thing to me is you can, with her posts, you see how sad she is, but she's still also funny and real and just great. And it makes me wish that I were better friends with her so I could do more. I mean, I made dinner and have offered to walk the dog. And they seem to have lots and lots of friends, which is great. I think they have a really good support system. And you know, there's part of me that wants to like push in and say, what can I do? But then I think it's making it more about me wanting to be helpful. And I have this feeling like Cheryl in some ways doesn't really need that right now. And maybe what she'll need in a couple months is someone
is here to say, let's go on a walk, let's drink some wine, let's do whatever. But so that's, you know, that is, it's, and it's horribly sad. And even though I don't know Adam, he's just 50, nice, you know, just a nice family, nice people. It's heartbreaking. And it will put a cranky gut into perspective, like in no time flat. You're just like, yeah, my gut hurts. I don't think it's cancer. You know, of course, when you have something going on this long, you're like Googling, like, oh, symptoms, da-da-da, and it doesn't match up with anything, you know, except irritable bowel syndrome. I'm like, I don't want that. But maybe I have it. I don't know. I mean, because I've had, you know, my stomach has always been kind of sensitive. We won't talk too much more about that. But anyway, having a neighbor who's you know, in his last days will make you feel like, you know, whatever this is, it's just not that bad. And it's really not. I actually, these days, this week, like from noon on, I actually feel fine. And that's a big difference. So we'll see. I've upped my probiotics. I'm a probiotic girl now. So there you go. But anyway, so the reason the man is painting the room is I think he's like really worried about me, and there's nothing he can do. He started talking about, you know, he's like, well, I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking about what you're eating. And I said, you just can't go there. I cannot have you overseeing my diet, or if I'm taking too many ibuprofen, which I'm not. Or whatever. I just, you just can't, that will make me feel tense and will probably make this problem worse. So what he's doing instead is painting our bedroom, which I think I've been talking about on this podcast now for 2 years. Our bedroom is this lovely shade of office taupe, which it's been since we moved in. It was freshly applied office taupe at that point with the bad paintbrushes. And you know, I think for a lot of people, you just, when you're working on your house, the bedrooms are like the last thing that you work on, you know, because it's like the downstairs is what you've got to do and needs to be presentable. The bedrooms, you know, only you have to live in it. But, you know, I've been living in this office tote bedroom for 5 years, and it's kind of getting to me. And we have the bathroom is creamy, hairy beige, bad paintbrushes. And so the other day I was at Target, and there were these three picture frames, like 5x7 for photographs, and like orange and reddish orange. And I bought them, and they were like $6. So I bought them, and I hung them. We have like no art in the bathroom because we're waiting to redo the bathroom, which I think is going to happen this fall. And it's just one of those jobs where you can't do a little bit at a time. Everything kind of has to happen all at once. And, you know, we're going to put in a new sink and this and new that. So a new floor, everything. So, yes. So I got these frames and I just nailed them to the wall. I didn't put pictures in them. I don't actually have 5x7 stuff. I just wanted color in that bathroom. And I think I may do this today. This is what I may do today while I'm in quilting limbo, is go to Joann's and buy some fabric and make some new curtains, because the curtains have been depressing me for 5 years. How is that, that you can live with something that you really hate for 5 years? Something that's really easily dealt with, like curtains, just making some curtains to hang. I don't know why it's taken me 5 years to get around to this, but today may be the day when I go and buy some cheerful fabric and make curtains. Just to liven that room. But when I liven up my little bathroom. But when I did that, the man was like, you know, that's really sad. It is, because there are these like three little pathetic orange frames. They're actually cute frames. You know, I'll use them when we finally do paint the bathroom and don't need them anymore and get some real art in there. But I think that's what finally he's like, oh, she's really depressed. She's just hanging up stuff on the walls randomly. So we are going to paint. He's going to paint. I am a willing painter. I'm a bit of a messy painter. And I think probably the man's blood pressure will run a little lower if I don't help too much. But yes, so that's the big job this weekend. And that's really exciting. And I'll get new curtains for the room. And we have the IKEA furniture that we got last summer that I really like a lot. We need a headboard. And when we were at the beach, I really liked the bed we had. It was actually nicer The mattress was, it was wonderful. And I mean, we have a nice mattress, so, but this one was just really, really good. But the headboard was, I don't know if you would call it, and it's not wrought iron, but it was iron. Iron? Something silvery? It wasn't tin, but it was really nice. And it was sort of curved. And I've always thought I'd get like a, now I'm running out of vocabulary. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright-ish type. What do you call that? What do you call that? I can see that kind. Yeah, here I go again. I can't. I've lost my vocabulary. What that style is, sort of. But it is Frank Lloyd Wright. It's cottage, bungalow. What is that? You tell me. I'm not going to waste any more of our time. You tell me what I'm talking about. But, you know, in dark wood, like a cherry, and just sort of straight up and down slats. But I really liked this headboard, or I guess, you know, in a frame. So that's, I think that if we do that and get new curtains and paint, it's just going to be lovely. And I'll wake up every morning and just sort of float out of bed and be happy. And my whole rest of my life will be good, and my stomach will be cured. And, just from that paint job. That's all it's going to take. But I think that's very sweet. He's doing stuff. He's trying to sort of get me happy, since I won't let him actually control my life, everything I eat and think about until the stomach thing gets better. You don't want the man worrying about your problems. You want, you know, there are a lot of times where you want the man on the job, because he is a problem solver. He is a manager, and he's really good at managing. If you don't want to be managed, it can be a little irritating. I've been spending a lot of time in the garden the last couple days. I had not been doing any gardening. And here's the thing. We've been getting a lot of rain. And the garden, in some ways, is out of control. Weed-wise, out of control. The tomato situation, out of control. My little garden that I planted, that's probably, let's say, 10 yards by four by a yard and a half. So just a long, skinny garden. With salvia and lantana. The lantana, out of control. I love lantana. It is just out of control. We've been getting all this rain. It's just out of, and you know, and it just finally occurred to me, it's like, you can cut stuff back. You can prune it. You can go and prune these suckers. And so I did, and I've been weeding and pruning and going and just trying to take care of business. The man, great gardener, not the world's biggest weeder. So I've been weeding, just doing cleanup, and it's nice. It's like housekeeping. There's a blog I like. Do you follow Susan Branch? Susan Branch is lovely. She lives in Martha's Vineyard, and she has this wonderful blog, and she does these books, The Heart of the Home, and it's very, you know, what I like about her, she's very homey, but she's not sentimental. She's smart. She's very sweet. She doesn't have kids, which is probably why she's so sweet, and she's a lot of fun. She's a lot of fun. She just spent some time. She goes to England every year, or every summer, or every other summer. Takes the ship over, and she just went, and it was wonderful. She went to Jane Austen's house. Oh my goodness! And then also went to Beatrix Potter's house, and that inspired me actually to watch Miss Potter again. If you've not watched that, or haven't watched it recently, it is delightful. Will and I watched it. We're working on a paint-by-numbers painting, and we watched Miss Potter, and it's quite lovely. Renée Zellweger, odd chick. I like her a lot. Very interesting. Does a good British accent. I'd like to hear her Southern accent. Well, we did in Cold Mountain. She did that well as well. Anyway. How did I get to be? Oh, Susan Branch. Oh, but one of the things she writes about quite a bit is playing house. And she has this great house on Martha's Vineyard. And no kids. But she writes about how she loved playing house when she was growing up. And she was like one of a bunch of kids, like maybe eight. And I think the oldest. So really, and so she still loves playing house. And I liked playing house when I was little. And I've thought about that a lot, because I think, you know, I really enjoy playing house. Why don't I enjoy playing house in my own house? And some of it is because there's always just something to do. Our house is a little too big for us. I know that seems, in this day and age when everyone has huge houses, I feel like my house is just a touch too big, although I like the space. And we have too much stuff, which is mostly just kid stuff that needs to be given away. But the nice thing about working in the garden is it's been fun to kind of play house out there. And it's more the man's garden than mine. So, and somehow, for some reason, it's kind of funner going into someone else's house and organizing and cleaning. I don't know why that is. I remember I used to, when I worked as a nanny many years ago, I did a really nice job of cleaning their house. And I organized everything. And it was very satisfying because the house was totally a wreck when I started working there. So I really just got into it, because I would come in and before the kids got home from school, and so I would clean. So that cleaning up the garden kind of felt like playing. It's kind of felt like playing house, but I need to play house in my own house. But maybe now that my bedroom is being painted, I will feel inspired. So not much quilting news in any of that. I think I will probably try to finish my block of the month today. And I think this weekend we'll see a trip to Thimble Pleasures. And what I need to do, and what I also may do today, is sit down with my quilt calculator, love it, and figure out how much fabric I need to do the bear claws / bear paws pattern that I want to do, and how many blocks I'll need, etc., etc., and work that out. And I think it's going to be nice. I'm a little concerned about doing the same block over and over. Will that get boring? But maybe you do that anyway in other quilts. I mean, obviously, I did it with Rick Star Quilt. So there you have it. But onward, more tomorrow, I think. Probably. I won't say goodbye yet. Although I've talked a long time. I'm doing good for someone who has absolutely nothing to say. Okay, more soon.
Quilt Diary, day 2. It's Monday, July 30th. Oh my goodness. I don't know what happened. I don't. It just, not this. So still not doing a very good job of being a Thursday girl. Right now I'll be a Monday girl. Maybe when school starts. I don't know. Anyway, hello. How are you? I am better. Yay. Not entirely better. I went to the doctor on Thursday and he was very pleased when I told him the things that I told him, which I won't tell you because you don't want to know. But, he feels that I am on the mend, but I still have to be really careful about what I eat as my stomach heals. So I'm still kind of on a diet of yogurt and chicken soup and pretzels, and I'll try new stuff. And some new stuff is fine, but yesterday I ate a couple slices of avocado, which you would think, no problem. And my stomach was like, no, sorry, this isn't working for me. So I don't know. Just slowly but surely, I've lost 6 pounds at this point, so that's good. That's the bonus, not the way I would have chosen to lose 6 pounds, but 6 pounds is 6 pounds. So here's an amazing thing. It's about 12:30. My friend Sarah just came by and picked up Will. We've had Gavin all morning, and she picked up Will, and she's going to have him all afternoon till 4:15. And Jack is at drama camp. He actually got up at 8, which is amazing. This is a child who has been very happily sleeping till 3 if no one wakes him up. I think he's staying up late. I think it's a PSP3 player, a little handheld thing, and he can get the internet on it. Now we have the internet is pretty clamped down in our household, but he can get Netflix. And so I check in the morning, and sure enough, he's been, you know, someone's been watching Twilight Zone, and I believe it's Jack, and there's part of me is like, why don't you just say, Jack, you can't have the PS3 player in your room. And part of me is just so tired of clamping down on everything. And one thing we do is the man, when he comes up, which is sometimes fairly late, but he will turn off he shuts down the internet. So it's not like Jack's up all night. But, you know, sometimes the man doesn't come up till 1:30. So, that's an amazing thing that this child got up at 8. You know, even fairly cheerfully. It reminds me of the first day of school syndrome. First day of school, they're really good about getting up. By the third or fourth day, even Will's kind of dragging a little bit. So Jack is at drama camp. It is a week-long camp. He did it last year. This year he's excited because he's in the 13 and up group as opposed to the 12 and down group. It's mostly homeschooled kids. I found out about this camp last year through my friend Amy, who homeschools. And it's at a church, so this is generally a fairly bright, well-behaved group of children, which is good because Jack is a rules guy. So anyway, he had a great time last year, did a great job. The guy who directs the program, he's, I think he's in graduate school at Carolina in their theater program, which is a very good program. Just a great guy, and I really appreciated last year that, you know, he got Jack doing tech stuff, working the lights, and which is, you know, just up Jack's alley. Jack likes acting, but he doesn't have a great voice. He has some speech stuff, but he did have a speaking role and he was funny in it. But then when he wasn't on stage, he helped with the lights, and that was really cool. So he was excited about this camp. I'm excited for him to be in camp. And when this week is over, there's just 2 weeks left before school starts. School starts 3 weeks from tomorrow, and I am ready for it. It's been a weird summer mostly because of the stomach stuff has kind of, I wouldn't say it's laid me low because it hasn't, but especially those first 2 weeks when I wasn't drinking coffee, I didn't have a lot of energy. And you know, there's always when you get sick and you don't know why you're sick, there's not an easy explanation. Oh, there's a bug going around. You know, it's worrisome and a little depressing. So I feel in some ways it hasn't been a great summer, but it's not been a bad summer. But we're at the point, especially with Will. Will needs to be back at school. Will will get into a funk, and he'll decide. And what's weird is the more of a funk he gets into, the more it's hard to get him to do stuff. So yesterday when Sarah called and said, you know, when I come pick up Gavin from this morning, she had a dentist appointment this morning. She's like, how about I grab Will and take him to the pool with us? And I'm like, excellent. And I told Will, I was like, I don't know if I want to go. I'm just like, what? What? Now, I've known Will for almost 10 years now, so I also know that, you know, when the time came, he would want to go. But I just told him, I'm like, you're going. We made him go to church yesterday. We're just like, you're going. And it's good. And once he gets out, he cheers up. And I think when school starts, and he's in the class with his two best friends, can't remember if I've said that, Gavin being one of them and Wynn being the other. So I think it'll be a fun year for him. Yeah, he just needs that routine and that structure, and he needs to get tired out. So we're looking forward to school. And just on the base, this summer's also been a little weird because the man has been around, which is always a good thing. I'm not complaining, but you know, sometimes there's been just a touch more family togetherness than I personally need. I love the family. I love during the school year when the man's on a regular work schedule, and we hang out on the weekends, and it's so nice to see everyone. But sometimes it gets to be a kind of, how can I miss you if you don't go away? So today the man was back on a regular schedule. That he, one part of his job is covering the state legislature for the media outlet he works for, and so the legislature was in session until mid-July. So he was on a funky schedule, and now he's back on a normal schedule. So here I am in my house by myself with my dog. Lovely. And you know what I'm doing? I'm designing a quilt. Now, I have this, I think I mentioned this too, neighbor down the street, lovely person, Amy, she decided that she and her daughter were going to do a quilt together. And they don't have quilting experience. They're very creative people, and Amy is a weaver, and her daughter went to friend school. So I just feel like, you know, so there may be some basic crafty sewing grounding, and Amy does have a sewing machine. Well, I guess the first thing is I was at Amy's house, and she showed me, I think she and Ruthie, her daughter, had gone through all these Flickr images of quilts, and the quilts that they really liked tended to be modern. So I dropped off a copy of Liberated Quilt Making 2, and Ruthie picked out several quilts. Now, this is the thing. She wants to make a quilt for her dorm bed, and as you probably know, twin beds in dorms are very long. And the quilts, it's funny when you're looking at stuff. I mean, it's liberated quilt making, so you feel like, hey, you can mess around with it and get it how you want. But the quilt that she really liked is actually a square. And I was like, boy, we're going to have to figure this out because the quilt itself is going to be long and narrow. We met up yesterday at Thimble Pleasures. I first met with my friend Jennifer, who does some PR for my books. And I do have a new book coming out at the end of August. It's called The Second Life of Abigail Walker, and I'm pleased to say it's gotten 2-star reviews so far. Yay, one from Publishers Weekly, which is big. That's really important in my line of work. Anyway, so Jennifer and I met to talk about some stuff she wants to do to help launch the book. And then I popped over, and this was in Chapel Hill, so I popped down to Thimble Pleasures, having arranged to meet with Amy and Ruthie at 3:45. You know, it's an interesting thing trying to figure out quilt making from scratch with people who don't make quilts. So one of the things that Ruthie, the quilts that she liked had medallions. And so she and I said, well, first let's pick out what you want to be your centerpiece, what we're going to fussy cut. We're not going to do an applique medallion. And so she did as a peacock fabric, peacock feathers, and lots of yellow and green and some blue and some browns. And then she just started pulling out fabrics. And I the hard thing for me, first of all, as you know, I get overwhelmed by shopping. And this quilt, she essentially wanted to combine two, and I use the word patterns loosely because these aren't actual patterns. These are just pictures of quilts in the book. So, but she had two that she sort of wanted to mix and match. And I was like, that's fine, we can do that. I said, but we really need to, I was like, we can take some guesses as to how much fabric you want. But, excuse me. You know, we probably need to sit down and really write out a pattern or draw out a pattern. And the thing, and I have to say, ultimately, I found our session together a little frustrating because I felt like they weren't really listening to me. And there's some mother-daughter stuff going on there where I think Amy, who is a lovely person, and Ruthie seems like a very nice person too. She's in college. I think she's maybe going into her junior year. Very bright. But I just kind of felt like, what I kept saying to them, like, this is an ambitious project for a first-time quilt maker. I will help you with it, and because it's liberated, it will be a little easier to pull off. But, it would might be wise to actually sit down and think about what we need. And that was just not on the docket. Ruthie wanted to buy fabric. So, I gave her some figures. I think you need it, And it's funny. I was like, you probably don't need more than a half yard of the peacock fabric, but then they got really worried that wouldn't be enough and they're going to need extra, and what if they couldn't find it again? So I don't know. I ended up having to leave because I needed to go get back in time for the man to drive Jack to youth group so someone could be here with Will, although we actually leave Will alone by himself, for 15 minutes or so. But nonetheless, I wanted to get back, and I was also ready to go. I'd been there about an hour. They got there a little late, and I'd also spent time before that, a couple hours with my friend Jennifer, who's going through a really rough time. So we were talking business, but we were also talking about her personal life, which is really miserable right now. So I was just by 4:45, I'm like, I'm out of here. I got to go. So I don't know how much fabric they ended up buying. Again, because it's a liberated quilt, there can be a lot of improvising. But this morning, I decided I would sit down and figure out how are we going to work this quilt out? A quilt that may really never get made. I mean, it's almost August. She's got to be going back to school in 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't know. So, but it's interesting. I tweeted Pam, and I hope I will hear back from her about some geometry. I may also text my brother, who's also a math person, because there's the only thing. So there's a medallion which she wanted to set on point, and I'm not sure how to figure out some of the measurements for the medallion and the surrounding blocks. Other than that, there's just a lot of borders. One of the borders is square within a square border, which will look nice. That will be the, other than setting the center medallion on point, that will be the most difficult part of the quilt, and squares within squares aren't that difficult. But yeah, but it's been interesting to do this, to try to work out the math of it and try to draw it proportionally so it makes sense. And yeah, it's been good for my brain. I've enjoyed it. It's made me think, how do you get into the quilt pattern business? How do you do that? Because I'll tell you what. Did I say this last in my... It's been so long since I did my last quilt diary. I have no idea if I talked about this. How I'm looking at magazines and just uninspired by what I'm seeing pattern-wise. I mean, I'm trying to think, the last quilt I received the McCall's quilting, and then I picked up Quilt Life, which I always enjoy. I love Ricky and Alex. But other magazines, I'm picking up and I'm just like, I don't know. There's nothing in here that does a thing for me. And some of it is the fabrics, I'm sure. And some of it, you know, is just like easy peasy quilts. I'm like, you know. But I mean, if that's what they're selling, I could design easy peasy quilts. I think with some help, maybe Pam could help me with the math and Jay could help me with stuff. Maybe, you know, can you just do it? How do you do it? How do you get in that part of the business? Because, you know, it's fun. I'm having fun working this out. So I don't know. If you've got any feedback, let me know. Good news. Yesterday at church, got all the blocks that I needed to finish Rick Starr's quilt. So that is actually, I'm going to finish the work on this pattern that I'm doing right now. And then I'm going to get to work on piecing the back of Rick Starr quilt and then quilting it. And I have to tell you, I don't think I'm going to do any exciting quilting. I think I'm going to meander. And that'll be fun. And speed, not of the essence, really. But yeah, I think that that's good. The other thing, so I've decided to, I'm in a finishing up mood. So I really need to finish quilting the Hexagon Garden. I'm also finishing up sweaters. I have one sleeve left to do of Will's Gryffindor sweater, which is darling. I fear, you know, he's kind of filled out a little. He's always been like skinny, skinny, skinny. And now it's not like he's fat. It's not like he's chubby. It's not like he's anything except actually kind of more normal. But it's a very stretchy sweater, so I'm hoping it will fit. And then I am on the second sleeve of the Julia Roberts cardigan that I'm making for myself. That's going to make me 5'9 and quite willowy and long-waisted. Can't wait to finish that. I'm almost done. And then I want to finish the sweater that I started at Christmas with the yarn I got from my mother-in-law. And I can't think of the name, but it's very cute. So finishing mood, but the man did finish, speaking of finish painting the bedroom. It's beautiful. Oh my goodness. I'll put the before pictures up. And then when we get the room all reassembled, I'll take some pictures of that. One of the things, you know, I talked about last week wanting to do a bear claw quilt for that because I really like that pattern. And I think I will. And I've been to Thimble Pleasures a couple times recently looking around. I do think I'm going to do it in a solid, like a royal blue. The Robert Kaufman Solids has a really nice royal blue. I think that's what I'm going to do, just a blue and white quilt and keep it simple. And I think it'll be beautiful because, you know, when I was messing around with some bear claw or bear paw, who knows, blocks earlier in the year and with some red fabric. And that's when I felt like, you know, sometimes prints don't work as well in a situation like this. So I think I'm going to go solid. Well, I see that I'm moving on in time and I still have to go around, eat my tail, do the introduction, which I will do at some point today. And I do hope to get this posted today, but I wanted to update you. I'm excited about my new career as a quilt designer. Tell me how to get in the biz and I'm going to make millions. It's going to be great. And I'm excited that I really want to have Rick's quilt quilted by this weekend. I think I can. I don't have much going on this week. Jackson camp, hopefully. Sarah's just going to take Will to the pool every day. And, you know, I have just decided I'm not going to get to work on my new book until school starts. It's just not happening for me. So I'll quilt instead. Yay! Hope you have a great week. Who knows when I'll be back? Hopefully sometime within the next 7 days. Maybe Thursday. Probably later. Probably maybe next weekend. And we'll have a great report saying, yay, finished Rick Starr quilt. Yay! Hooray! All those things. Until then, get your quilting done. Have a good time. Let people be nice to you because you deserve it. I'll see you later. Bye.